And I had Aleph, I'm an Aleph, from the middle of the page, Tanya Kabasa the Shmuel. Shmuel said that even the Darim that the Aris Rishon saw, the Aris Achron can take over. So Tanya Kabasa the Shmuel. Nara Marasa Avio Baila Mefir Nadirah. Ketzad. Now in this case, the Rush, the first chat learns it's two separate cases. Shoma Avio Vehefalop, Vahispik Abao Lishmaya Achemes, right? Now, it's not v'nisarsa by b'yayim. You don't need v'nisarsa by b'yayim because the husband never heard it. And since the husband never heard it, there was no b'yayim shambai. And since there was no b'yayim shambai, so therefore, it's mufar right away, right? He never heard it. So the Rush learns, I just should say this, the Rush learns that Pshat is the first case he's talking about. She was nisarsa on the day of the husband's death. I'm sorry. I take it back. But means that she was nisarsa the next day, because if it's the same day, right, so the husband lived, so the father couldn't take over. He died the next day, and that same day she was nisarsa. So the yom shamay of the husband, not the Yom Shammai, the day he died, there was a new aris that took over. So therefore, via bai lachem afir nederel. This aris of bai b'yayim is a different case the Rush learns. That's now going. That's talking about he heard it. He heard the neder, and she was this aris of bai b'yayim. So the second aris takes over. That is the first shot in the Rush. Now there's two cases in the first case. Case number one is the husband didn't hear, and therefore he remained, and he didn't die that day, and therefore he remained. The Aris were waiting for him to hear, and the day he died, the second Aris came along and takes over the first Aris's rights, because there was never a clock ticking that expired. The clock started ticking when the Aris died, because if not, the father would take over, or wouldn't take over, depending, and therefore the Aris Achron takes over.
But the Aris Rishon, the next day, did hear, right?
No, he didn't.
He heard all
according to this chat, he did not hear. It says by his big lishmaya achemes. It says by his big lishmaya achemes. Can't change those words.
Well, Rush does a lot of things here.
No, he does not change the words. He does not retranslate the words by his big lishmaya achemes. So therefore, in the first case, the second aris takes over because he became an aris the same day that the aris Rishon died. And the second case, it's this aris of bay b'yayim means that it was the same day as the Aris did hear, the clock did start ticking, and therefore you need that it should be the Aris of Bayim of that very day.
Before the first case, what would happen if he didn't hear, like we said, but the Aris had happened a couple days later?
The father would have taken over. Because the strike there was just five. Unless you're Miklos Kloshner, I'm not getting involved in Miklos Kloshner. The second case, Shama Baila Vehefer Law, I'm sorry, in the next case says, Shama Baila Vehefer Law, now the Rush has a different Gersa according to the first Gersa, Shama Via Vehefer Law, Lehispik Abau Lishmaya Chemes Abau, Chayzerav Amefer Chalkos Abau. This is the case you just asked me. The Aris died, he never heard about it, so the father takes over.
Next day?
That day.
No, see.
It would be the same thing. What would be the next day? What would be the father was made for on his Yom Shammai, and then the Aris didn't hear about it and died the next day.
Right.
So the father would take over that day. He would Yarshan the Aris's Kayach and be made for. If you hold, like Beis Shammai, as the Gemara explains, Am Rav Nathan, Hei Nei Dibri Beis Shammai, who hold Megas Gaius. Al Beisil, I'm an Eyachal Offer. Beisil says, once the father was made for, there's nothing to take over. Right? There's nothing to take over. There's nothing to take over. The father can't take it over. And in the first case, the Aris Rishon can't take it. The Aris Achron can't take it over. That is the first shot in the Rush. According to the second shot in the Rush, there's a whole different shot here. Second shot in the Rush is, again, Peta, Shama via the Heferlo. The father, heard and was mefer, right? He was mefer. V'lehispik abal l'shmaya achemes. V'nisarsa b'yayim. And she was nisarsa the same day as She was this arsa by b'yayim. I don't want to say the wrong thing. She was this arsa. He died that day, and she was nisarsa the same day, right? So the halacha is, it makes no difference. Afilu me'apamim, aviyo b'ayla achum mefir nidareha, according to Beishamai, who holds that two things. The question had been, why do I care if the aris hurt or not? If the same day she became an aris, arusa to the second guy, he could take over. Terence says, this is Beishamai, who holds the aris rishon cannot take over. The Aris Akron cannot take over what the Aris Rishon saw. That's Beishamai Shita. They hold that strike only happens to the Aris Akron if the first Aris never heard about it. So therefore they say it has to be the Aris by B'yayim. It has to be the same day, meaning he died. Aris Rishon never heard about it. He died. The Aris Akron takes over. And if there was no Aris Akron that day, the father would do it. So the Beishamai holds two things. Megas Gaias, which allows the father to step in, and he also holds that the Aris Akron does not take over the dorm that the Aris Rishon saw. And Beisil argues on both counts. And that's the next case. Shama Baila Beheferla. Vlehisbeg Avla Shmaya Chame Sabao. Chayzerava Mevrachalka Shabao. Even though the husband heard about it. Right? Even though the husband heard about it, the Av is Chayzer Mefer, because the Aris Akron cannot take over, even if he's this Aris by B'yayim. And on that, Rav Nosson says, that's Beishamai, who holds two things. Beishamai holds the Dorim Shadiru's Aris, the Dorim Nami Shadiru Aris, the Sreik Lushus Av. It's only the Sreik Lushus Av, and not to the Aris Akron, who made his Gaius, and also the father can be made for the Dorim that he was made for already. Even if the first Aris heard about it, the second Aris can take over. And also, once the father was made for, Meloy Megas Gaias, he can, nobody can take over.
What's the other argument?
Whether the Dorim that the Aris Rishon heard can be taken over by the Aris Achron. Beishamai holds that if the first Aris heard it, the second Aris is a non-player. This agrees with Shmuel's halacha. Nothing
to do with
Megas Gaias. It's a separate machloikas. Two separate machloikas. One is, see, the kashi is, why does the bride start with the case of Hispik Abau Lushmoya? Who cares if the Baal heard? Let the second Aris take over if it's the Sarsha by Bayayim. So therefore, the answer is, Beishamai holds, no, we can't take over if the Aris heard. Ibailu, Geshin Tishtika Damya Kakama Damya. It's divorced by keeping quiet, which means the father can still take over, the Aris Akron can still take over. Or is it like Akama and it's done? The same Aris takes her back and he doesn't sue him. That's Arison. Iyamamak Yishtika Damya Matsi Mefrala, because he can be made for Bekaitman. That's one of the many nafkaminas. Nafkamina would be, can a second Aris take over? Can a father take over? But that's one of the many nafkaminas. Tashma. When do we say the father takes over? At that time, the father takes over. We have a Gerish and Kishtika, Dami, listening, Ami, a Shama, the Gerish. Since it doesn't say the case of Gerishin, Shmabin or Gerishin, Kakama Dami. Ema Sefer. Avim Shama Vakayim, or Shama Vishasa Kamez Vyam Shalachrov, which is like being Mekayim, and Yachalov. Vyam Gerishin Kakama Dami. Listen, let it say, or Shama Vagerish. Amidulak Tani Akash Shmabin or Kishtik, Gerishin Kishtika Dami. There's different inferences here. Gerishin is left out. It either belongs in the first case or belongs in the second case. Either Gerishin is Akama, and therefore the father can't take over, that it belongs in the second case. Either Gerishin is like Shtika, so it belongs in the first case. And the answer is the Braitha didn't put it anywhere. So Mela Molekim Mashmamina. We can't learn out. Ereisha Davka Nasa Seva Mishim Reisha Seva Davka Nasa Reisha Mishim Seva. We want it to have contrasting cases. And if you put, so wherever you want to put Gerushin in, it's not there because we didn't have a contrasting case. Tashma Nadra Vi Arusa Benisgarshim Benisarsim Bay Biyayim Afilu Ameya Avio Bay Lachim Afir Nidareha. Right, it says Nizgarsha, and yet it says the father husband takes over. Shema Bina Gerish and Kishtika Dami. Vika Kama Dami, Mimotsi made for Arasaka and Nidhi the Ukabar Rishon. Can the Arasaka be made for the Dorim that the Aras Rishon was Makayim? Now the Gemara Gamas Gina Bishaloy Sham Aras Rishon. I never heard it. Yoki Mayu by Bayai. I feel like a Mei Yam and Nami. Even after 100 days, the first Aras never heard it. So the Gemara Sham Aras Sham Av. The father heard it. So if the Aris doesn't get Aris that day, so then the father does it himself. The Aris Akron is not a player. If there's no, the Aris died, right, and the father heard about it, he has to be made for that day. He has no partner. There is no partner. There's no partner. He has to do it himself. Tashima, Nadra by Bayayim, Girsha Bakzira by Bayayim.
He was made for his part.
Right.
And then,
no, he wasn't made for anything yet.
Well, he could have been.
It could have been, but he wasn't.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, that's Gemega's guys are mikvah scholars. If he was made for a coin to make, so he can't inherit the father's part. That's mikvah scholars.
Yeah, but the Oros died that day before hearing anything, right?
Did the father made for before the Oros died or not?
Matter?
Yes, because according to myself, he's made for before he dies. It's Mikvah's college and he can't take over.
So what happens then?
It's Mikuyim.
It's Mikuyim, right, okay. So and according to Beis Shammai,
he could go be made for the other half. Because it's Megan's Gaius. Tashma Nadra by Biyayim, Girshim Azira by Biyayim, and Yachal Hafer. Can't be made for. What happened was she became an Asua the second time. So we don't prove the Shaila. It's never proven whether Gerushin is Kakama or not. What? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, but the one that interests us is the second time. Because if it became an arus, it can be made. No, because you can't go back to the father. You're right. Derech Talmid HaChachamim, Atzlahai Tabitei Yaitzim Atzlahai, before his daughter left him, Aymala used to say, Kol Nidarem Shenadra B'Toyich, Beisai Harei Mufarim. It's to be made for Nidarem, anything you made that I can be made for. Shein HaBaal Atzlahai Tekanas Lushusai, as an Aris, he said, Aymala Kol Nidarem Shenadarta, Atzlahai Tiknas Yerishusai Mufarim. Anything before the chuppah is mufar? Why? So the kanas mishus said yachal hafer. Later on, ain't about made for the kaidman. So he's got to take care of it before chuppah. Bani Rami Bachama, Baal ma'ar she'evah b'loy shmiya. Does he have to hear the netter or not? Shama isha dafka. The Torah says shama isha. Is the Torah insisting that he hear? Olav dafka. Amar Rabbi Tashma. Derech tamid hachacham matzli yotzis b'itam yetzlai melekol nedarim shenadarta b'tech beitzai. Because Beitzi, I'm sorry, hey, I'm for it. I will shama. How can he be mefer? Lechishama who the mefer? Zok the rush. He's mefer it when he hears, because he can't say when I will hear. It's retroactive, because if he hears after chuppah, it's too late. It's out of his rishus. He has to be able to hear while he's able to be mefer. So in this case, he's got to get the woman to cough up the nedarim. That's why the Gemara answers, he's telling her this, in order for her to tell him the nedarim she made, so he can be made for it now. Unlike in a case, right, when a husband does it, and he still will be able to be made for it 2 weeks from now. So he can say, when I hear it, she'll be made for the chet of the freya. Because at that point, he'll be able to be made for also. Masha'in can't hear, the minute she goes into chuppah, dad's over. So he's got to hear about it before chuppah. He can't put that far into place, that when he hears about it after she's married, because then he can't be made for. It has to be that he hears about it while he can still be made for. That's why the Gemara doesn't say, L'chishamana, like it says later on. He has to hear it now. So the reason he's doing it is to get her to cough up her nedarim, so he can be made for it right now. This is the av. Same thing with the baal. He didn't talk about the av, by the way. But it's the same thing with the baal. He can only be made for now because the shlitzus. If he hears it later, he won't be able to do it. So they have to get the woman to cough it up now.
Even though he has
more. But now he only works with the high father. Now he can only be made for with the father. So he can't be made for later on, which he does now. Ahab al made for the Kaitman. Right, yes, I'm sorry, you're right. I remember this way, you're right. We medayik afterwards that he could do it that way, yes. We will medayik from the Gemara. We'll see in the next line. Touch him out. Why is he saying it? Tries to get to the door out of her. So it's a raya again that the bomb can be made without hearing. When I hear it, should be mufil mefreya. So there, Taki can do that. He can say, when I hear about it post-marriage, I'm being made for it now, because he will have rights of afara at that point. Yes.
I thought there's a word for it,
Kaitman. So it's not Kaitman, because he's doing it retroactive when he was in Aris. The Afara is kicking in now if he hears about it when he has control over her. Tashima. I'm a liister called the Dharam, said the Dura, Javim, if I complain, I ain't Kayamim, Lamar Club. It can't be Mekayim the Dharam before it's made. Hey, Mufarim. The Blessed Rabbi Mufar and the Chachamim argue, and the argument is, can you be made for a Neder before it's made? That's the Machlokes. But everybody agrees that's nothing to do with hearing it. It just has to be made. I will shama. When I hear it, should be retroactive. So Blomid even has to look at Shama Lepra law. So why can't he do it then? He'll be married to her. Might be busy. So I'm putting it into place right now. Somebody says to an apotropos going to Dorm, there is Ishti Mikhaim Bachelor for complaining, Huffer. Any letter my wife makes until I come back, be made for her. Huffer, Yahu Yumaforum. Tamaloy, my Ishri, command of Ishri, for Anno, no Slichas, Nibir Rabbi Asha. Amalor Rabbi Ainus, and Matin Machal Tire Kulus Lubus Lazum Kamaisai. Why no Slichas? Abil Rabbi Asha, like I remember, the Xeris Akosta, who Ishri, command of Ishri for Anna. Av the Kulam, Slugus Lazum Kamaisai. Now, you can't make a Slichas on listening. On hearing the neder, the rest says it's a davar shememela. A davar shememela, you can't make a shliach. Something happens on its own. You can make a shliach to do an action, not to hear the neder. He can't be representative for hearing the neder. So you have to hear it. So how can Dr. Trump be made for it? The lishamalei. You didn't hear it yet. Dr. Gemara, chanami damalei l'chi shamana meifalah. When the husband hears about it, right? When the husband hears about it, you be made for my nedarim, meaning you be made for the nedarim when I hear about it. Why can't he be made for when he hears about it? So I would not be busy. So he makes it out of trepas. Why doesn't he do it himself? So the Rishonim speak out different answers. I think we saw an answer that why didn't he do it himself? There's different answers. The Ran says because he might want some of the nedarim she makes. Others say because he doesn't want to fight with her, whatever the reason may be.
Pay attention to something.
You don't have to
stuff your ear with a cotton ball. You
can
just not pay attention to not listen, right?
What do
you mean listening is
bevela? You have to be attentive to be able to hear. That's not a maisa.
You have to be attentive.
Attentive is not a maisa. I hope you're attentive to my shia, but you're not doing anything. You're listening. It's a mamela. You have to do a mice and not to hear. I know, my kids, when they were young, never hurt me. I understand that. But usually people hear, unless they do something to block the hearing.
I can argue with that.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Write the Gemara letter and argue with that, with the Russia letter and argue with that. He says it's a double shemela.
I know what he said.
Okay, so what are you arguing with? It's a fact.
Don't you say that Bealey is...
This is not Mealy. Okay, that gets involved in the whole sugya. I can make a shliach for Mealy if the I can't make a shliach to give over the second shliach if it's Mealy. This is not like, this is a big shaila. There's a kalbay that says, you can't make a shliach on bitul chametz because it's mili lemem shul shliach. But it's schwer, because in many cases the Gemara says you can make a shliach mili, but you can't give it over to somebody else. And the kalbay seems to be saying you can't even do it himself, which is a big chiddush, not like most rishonim. Most rishonim are mili lemem shul shliach means I can't ask you to tell somebody. I shouldn't even say that. I can't ask you to say words, and then you tell somebody else to do it. If I give a guy a get and say deliver it, he can give it to a second shliach to deliver. If I give him kedushin, according to most rishonim, and I tell him, go to be mekadesh my wife, this woman for me, he can give it to somebody else to do, because it's a maisa. But for mili, it can't be transferred to a second shliach. And there's a shiloh, what if I tell him to tell somebody else? I mean, Imru is a different machlokes, but there is one sheet of the Rishayim, the Kolbay, that says that mili means I can't even tell him to do words. That's shver from this Gemara, because this Gemara is making him a shliach on mili, on canceling the Dharam, which is words, and it can make the shliach unless the Xeris HaKas of Hishia Kemena. So again, most sheetahs would not have a problem with this. The Beis Yosef brings the Kolbay and Hilchos Bitul Chametz that you can't make a shliach with Bitul. It's a big problem. It's a big shiloh, by the way. The guy is working, he's busy, he asks somebody, do me a favor, I say, he asks his son, when you go to Sefer Chametz, say the Bittul. Can he be a shliach to do Bittul? He can be a shliach for Sefer Chametz, but can he be a shliach for Bittul? According to the Kolba, he cannot. Then, the work will have to remember to do Bittul.
So in this case, after 12 was told by the Baal, when I hear it, you be made for it.
No. Be made for when I hear it. You be made for it now. As soon as I leave, be made for the Dorim that when I hear it, it should kick in the Mefreya.
So it didn't happen yet. She did not make a nether yet.
Correct.
So Apotropos is standing next to the Baal. The Baal hears.
No, the Apotropos is made for the minute the Baal comes on the train.
Fine, but how does he know the Baal heard?
He makes it, he doesn't have to know. He's made for it now for the future.
So is he a shliach?
He's a shliach for the act of Afara.
Which the Baal did hear?
No. The Baal doesn't have to hear the Afara.
I'm sorry. He hears the nether?
Later on.
So later on, when they're in two different places, the Apotropos and the Baal, the Baal hears it.
At that moment, the Apotropos says Afara that he did a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, kicks in.
Who did that for? The Apotropos?
Yes. And the Baal doesn't want to rely on him, so he might be busy when he hears it. This way, the Apotropos already took care of it.
The Apotropos took care of it before it ever occurred.
But that's what we're talking about.
I know, I don't understand it, that's all.
Again, you can be made for something like Shemana. The husband can be made for now to kick in 4 weeks from now when he hears about it.
I guess so.
Is this working with Mefreya or not?
The Rush seems to say it works with Mefreya.
Yeah.
Okay. At least he's capable of hearing. Somebody can mix the mincha. You don't have to mix the mincha. Or maybe Shama Isha is not Ma'akav. Amarava Tashima. Shama Isha probably is Cheresh Mamina. The other case, the Rishayim is big out, never nifshat, meaning we don't know what would be by non-cheresh. The bride that knows the cheresh is excluded. Maybe the town of the bride himself was misupik if the husband ever has to hear it or not. Ibailu, Baal Ma'ar Sheyevul Ishtay Nosha B'Basachas, can be made for two at a time. Oysa Davka, Elav Davka, Ravina Toshima, E Mashka Shtay Saitis Ka'achas, Meshali B'Gas B'Chaverta. Tanakama gives a reason. Because she'll get strength from the other one. She would like to admit, but since the other one is not admitting, she won't admit. We don't want that. That's not the reason. It says, which means each woman has to be separate. The same thing here also. If I said Dafka, then he can only do one at a time. If I said Lav Dafka, over there it's a special reason of Gaspa Chaverta, then he can do two at a time. The garris after 12 months and Ramana after 30 days. That's right, my Baal Chayim is in his cell. Yofir, the Gemara will explain it's a special, it might be a special halakha by the Dorim. The Chachamim might remain about Mevrach, it's called a Sushusai, and Tav Chuppah. I'm a rabba. The Blyazor Mishnah Rishayin Amru Davarecha. Mishnah Rishayin is the one that said that a woman can start eating Truma at the end of the 12 months when she's ready to get married. At that point, he has to feed her, and therefore the Rabbanah rescinded their takana at that point, meaning really the rice that she can eat right away. The Rabbanah said she can't eat for one of two reasons, either because of she might give it to her family or because of Mumen. But once it gets to this point, Mishnah Rishayna says he makes sure she won't feed her family because he has to pay for it. And number two, he'll have her checked out by his relative and make sure he doesn't have mumim. Then came Mishnah Achrayna and said that's not good enough because there can be internal mumim that only he finds that a relative won't find. So, at Mishnah Rishayna time, we allow Truma at the time of when he pays. So we see that once you become Chayav and Mezainus, you get certain rights, and she gets certain rights. Tanya Giyiz Bechayidish Echelos Mizim Mechaloi Bechelos Betruma. Aval HaYabam can never be Malcho Betruma. Even if he, by the way, even if they, she already ate by the husband, he can't be Malchut Truma. As is a Shish Chodashim with Nabao, Shish Chodashim with Nayabim, Pilu Kulim with Nabao, Chasri Yamechel, Kulim with Nayabim, Chasri Yamechel, Kulim with Nayabim, Chasri Yamechel, Ein Echel, Betruma, so Yabim is not her husband. Zum Mishnah Rishayna. As a Shachrayim, I'm Rayne Shachel, Betruma, Shikonis Lukopa. So Reb Lazar seems to be giving credibility to Egiya's man to allow a forest to dark. So it's the same svara that at the time of Agla Zman, we let her eat Truma. I'm Rabbi, it's no Shaychas. The Malayi, I've come to give me the Mishnah Shaychas to make up a Truma Drabbanon. The whole thing was rabbinic. I'm on the Dharm the Rai, say Malayi. The Dharm is the Rai, so who says feeding her makes a difference? We have come to show Malayi Rabbah, the Rabbi, the Dharm, because you're a Pilchus, which made the Rabbah, the Makala Deris, the Das Bailin, the Deris. Because every time a woman makes a netter, she has to mind her husband. Because he's feeding her. Now here we mentioned again the Machlokes Rishayim. Can she make it al-das somebody else? She didn't make it a specific tonight, just al-das. Does it work or not? Some Rishayim say, what's the difference al-das by al-das anybody else? Other Rishayim learn, it's a Xeris HaKasim that a husband can be made for. The question is, at what point does that Xeris HaKasim kick in? Because I felt as soon as the al-das by law, it's already considered good enough for the Xeris HaKasim to kick in. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow morning.